Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey! Thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ram-a-lamb. Fram-a-lamb, Black Betty had a child. Fram-a-lamb, name was Rodney. Fram-a-lamb said, "Was not mine." Fram-a-lamb, whoa. Bam-a-lamb, whoa. Fram-a-lamb. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hit me with a Come on.
Ah.
Two times.
Ah. Two pros and a cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you, doing the show live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
One more time.
Hey, why was Steph Curry crying when Draymond Green got kicked out of the game last night?
Because he's tired of people picking on him.
He wasn't crying.
I think he was.
Oh.
Like he was wiping
something in his eye.
Oh, well. It's a little odd. But what's the surprise? Draymond Green got ejected from a game 4 minutes in.
Like 4 minutes in.
Like, boy, what a stunner.
Got two technicals and was ejected.
Yeah, like 4 minutes in. Boy, there's just a stunning development.
Draymond I've got an Green. Idea for an NBA basketball show is mic up Draymond and let's hear like every single time he gets ejected what he said.
Well, they... Somebody,
I would love to know exactly what it was said.
Well, somebody did some lip reading last night, and his parting shot to the official was, well, the acronym is BAN.
Oh,
say that.
Okay.
So can't you can you probably lip read for yourself.
B-I was the first one. S was the second one.
I'm not going to. absolute refusal. But
and Beverly Hills.
I'm sorry.
What, didn't they make a movie about?
I don't know.
Karate in Beverly Hills?
I'm not quite sure.
But you put on the black uniform and you know, you like look like Shinobi?
Maybe.
Okay.
Could be. By the way, some guy wrote
Have
in,
you ever found yourself saying that?
Me saying it?
Yeah, have you ever found yourself saying that
no.
to somebody?
Oh. No, I'm still here, aren't I? Yeah, so no, that would be no.
What'd they say?
I wouldn't be here. By the way, some guy wrote in, his name's Walt.
What Walt say?
He needs to pick a Major League Baseball team. He said, for what it's worth, I'm a Browns fan, so I'm used to the suffering. Anybody got any ideas on which MLB team he should root for?
I mean, I would tell him to root for the team that we used to root for in Cleveland, but they changed their names. Mm. So, you know, now the name's kind of odd.
Don't tell him to root for the Guardians?
It just doesn't sound –
doesn't feel the same, man.
It's not the same.
The Gargoyles.
The logo's not the same. The unities aren't the same. It's like the Guardians. Hey, it's the Guardians, you know? Guardians in the ninth inning. I don't know.
Major League would have felt a lot different watching that.
Yeah.
There's something about it. It doesn't seem the same. So, some other teams are out. Look, LeVar, I know you're a longtime Pittsburgh Pirate fan. The Pirates are a possibility. But can a Cleveland guy root for a Pittsburgh team?
I was a Nationals fan.
No. That's off. You don't want to root for a Pittsburgh team if you're a Cleveland guy. Yeah. I'm just telling you right now.
What about the Reds?
Now, the Reds, that would be a consideration. I don't know, though. I mean, same thing, though. You're at the Battle of Ohio in most sports. Where you align between Cleveland and Cincinnati. So football, baseball, I don't know.
See, but our dilemma as Pittsburghers are we don't have a basketball team.
No, you don't.
So it's kind of like who do you root for as a basketball team when you're from Pittsburgh?
You root for a PA team.
And you're not rooting for Philly. Right?
I would never root for Philly.
Yeah.
Really?
No. No. That's
technically Cleveland's closer anyway.
If we're being honest, Philly is worse than Ohio to a Pittsburgher.
Wow,
we dislike Philly more than we dislike Ohio.
Yeah.
We come together as Pennsylvanians to hate Ohio.
Do you?
Yeah, we do. We do hate Ohio together, but that just doesn't mean we like each other, though.
You know what's interesting? And I don't know why this thought dawned on me. I think it was the last time I was in California. I like forget sometimes Sacramento has a professional sports team.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't know why that's not the franchise that never gets discussed in potentially moving.
If they're going to move one. Their basketball team's pretty good.
Yeah, they got some talent, you know?
Yeah.
A little Sabonis.
There's nothing there, though.
De'Aaron Fox.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
by the way, I've never been to Sacramento.
There's nothing there.
But I hear there's not a whole lot going on in and around those parts.
Yeah. And because it's the capital doesn't mean that really anything.
And also, you know.
I mean, Columbus is the capital of Ohio. It doesn't host an NBA team.
And I feel like Tim Donahue is probably responsible for, their lack of.
Is Sacramento even in the playoffs right now? Or they're in the play-in?
No,
I think they're in the play-in right now.
Harrisburg is the capital of PA.
Yeah, exactly. They don't have anything.
And they got a minor league baseball team, but that's,
Sacramento's like a game out football. Of the sixth seed, but right now, yeah, they are in the play-in, and they would get the Lakers in the first round.
And that could be a bad matchup for the Lakers.
Yeah. In the play-in.
Are you sure that's it? Is there four teams?
Yeah.
The playoff?
So Phoenix,
is
Sacramento,
Phoenix seven?
The Lakers, and Golden State.
Golden State, yeah.
Phoenix, Sacramento, Lakers, Golden State, yeah.
Which is a hell of a play-in group of teams.
Yeah.
Some A-listers.
I mean, nothing beats the in-season tournament, I'll tell you that. Because, that just, seems like the best idea in the world now looking back on it. Just a brilliant job by the NBA to do something everybody's forgotten.
I'm glad
about
it factors into, as well, the postseason.
Well, yeah.
Like, right, like what they did in the in-season, that matters, right? There's like something that plays a role.
Yeah, what a waste of time.
Could you imagine solely focusing on the NBA? Like, if that was your job, like, oh, I'm an NBA, I'd be like, oh, this is just not fun.
Yeah, at some point, you just got to be honest about it. Like, there's a lot of it that, like, people get worked up about that just, it's not interesting. And then, like, a lot of the...
Why not, though?
It's just there's too much drama. It's too much, like, the load management stuff. People, it just doesn't sit well with people. Like, there's just, the in-season tournament. Like, it just, a lot of it feels really gimmicky. Until you get to the playoffs, and then things ratchet up a little bit, and then it's fun. But even in the playoffs... Because it's a 7-game series, there's times where like a team will be down.
It's not that for me. It just doesn't feel as physical. The game's too spread out. It feels like it's like isolation basketball. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like what it used to feel like, where guys were going to the rim. Guys were it was a different style of play.
Ant-Man be going to that rim, boy.
Oh, Anthony Edwards.
Ooh-wee.
He's fun.
He goes after it, dog.
One of the only ones.
Yeah, he gets.
But defensively, it's not this. Like, you as a defensive player should be able to recognize there's not as much physicality as there used to be.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. It's funny because I alluded to it coming into the show. Rob Parker said he thinks that Caitlin Clark could play in the NBA. And he said, just figure out a way to get her to run off of some picks and some screens. There's so much open space. As long as you can shoot, I mean, if she can handle the switching of the weight of the ball, I mean, why couldn't she?
Well, that's kind of a
big deal. It'd be an interesting shakeup.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal.
It'd be an interesting shakeup if Caitlin Clark could play. I mean, the Big Three offered her some money to come play. I mean, that's against dudes, isn't it?
Yeah,
They don't have a women's Big Three.
I mean, I'm not quite sure Rob was able to keep a straight face while giving that take. I don't know. Like that seems like one of those ones where he puts it together and then goes, well, here goes nothing, and just kind of throws it on the air, and then we
if LeBron wasn't so old, would you have the argument and the discussion point if LeBron is playing in a league that actually could support a Caitlin Clark making it in that league? How can you have a GOAT conversation? Because no woman would be able to play in the 90s. You're not making it in the 90s. It's too physical. Just way too physical. The physicality of basketball is not there in today's NBA. There is a lot of kind of going through the motions. There is a lot of just, you know, dribble to half court, pull up, shoot.
Yeah, but you had designated shooters. Like, you had guys like Tim Legler, Steve Kerr. They weren't driving to the basket.
Hodges.
Well, Mark Price. Yeah. Come on, dude.
I mean, if you got somebody who can penetrate a defense and get deep on in there, like get real deep into the paint and challenge the rim, there's going to be someone open spotting up. That was 90s basketball. That was how it worked. You had somebody that was a slasher, and they're either going to the rim or they're going to kick it out to the guy that's open, and all the open guy had to do was make the shot. I mean, what else did you see Craig Hodges do? Honestly, like, no shade, but I'm just saying. What else did you see Craig Hodges do other than spot up and shoot?
Win the three-point contest. I think he won it like two or three times, if I'm not mistaken.
So if she was a designated shooter, why would that be so outlandish to think that she could play in the NBA? I mean, at a glance, it sounds ridiculous to say it, but in the end, she is the greatest college basketball player to ever play, and it's been based upon her ability to really shoot from anywhere on the court. So why would that be outlandish?
I was going to ask this question. Like, is she the greatest ever to play just because she has the scoring title? I mean, I think that's...
I wouldn't say that, but...
Because LeBron's has a scoring title, and people still view Michael Jordan better. Some people still view Kobe Bryant as better. I mean, it depends on who you ask with all that.
It's like Emmett.
But everybody's given the same. But everybody's given the same amount of time in college, though. Like it's like you have a set amount of time that you can get to the record.
Yeah, but much like we kind of pointed out how the game's changed over time, because people want to compare Caitlin Clark's records to Pete Maravich.
Right.
They didn't have a 3-point line. They didn't have a shot clock. He did it in 3 years. Like the amount of points he had. So. Not to say it's apples to apples because it's a male to a female, but there have been those changes
but
in the game.
But if we're saying
that if
Rob Parker is out there saying that she could play in the NBA, then why not compare them?
I guess I personally am not really trying to compare off that.
That's fair.
I can't really. I mean, Rob Parker also doesn't look at Tom Brady as the greatest quarterback in
NFL
history.
He's the LOAT, the luckiest of all time. Stop it.
Huh.
So, I can't respond to everything Rob Parker thinks.
I mean, let me tell you this right now, and I hope he hears this. If there's one thing I hate, it's Rob Parker.
Oh, wow.
I'll say that right now. I hope he hears that. Screw
but you.
I'm still trying to get some of his merch. He told me he would send some. But then I think he was trying to get me to Apple Pay him or something.
Right.
You can't really hook up a coworker with your merch.
Yeah, he needs your information. He's got to make that happen.
And the worst is, I was back there one time when I was in studio, because he's got, those patches or whatever on there. He's got, the branding.
Yeah.
I started to peel that off, because I noticed it was starting to fall off.
Oh,
I was like, barely even stays on.
It's a mall kiosk special. He goes to the kiosk at the mall and he gets them patched on and then slings them for triple the price. That's
Rob Parker.
And his, by the way, ordering from him, if you work here, The $495 shipping and handling is him going up to the fourth floor, pulling it out of a cardboard box, and bringing it down the elevator. That's
hilarious.
What $495 is. And yeah. And then didn't even bother wrapping it, just handed me the shirt. I said, did you just get this from upstairs? He goes, yeah. I'm like,
yeah.
Why'd I pay $495 shipping and handling? Well, I handed it to you, didn't I? I paid $5 when I could have just grabbed it from the box upstairs.
You just go give Rob $5 next time you see him.
Just like, all right, here it is.
And that's what you get charged for, the shipping and handling of a conversation with Rob.
It's just like he'll figure out a way. All the time. So there it is. There's our coverage.
Caitlin Clark, does she take the $5 million or no? Yes or no?
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, one, wouldn't you think she would have chased championships in the WNBA if she could?
I mean, I feel like she can do both.
But it turns into a spectacle. If she wants to be respected.
I mean, if you can hoop in the Big Three and ball out and then go be a baller in the WNBA, why would that be a spectacle?
To that point, don't you feel like it's becoming something where, like, oh, now we're just offering her money because we feel like she's going to draw attention, she's going to bring viewership?
100%.
You know, it's like there's – like, is there legitimacy behind long-term her playing in it? Or is it more of just about the early on drawing attention to the Big Three and then kind of seeing where it goes?
I think you got to see where it goes. But if you're going to invest in something and go big with it, that's pretty big. I mean, if you think about it, who is hotter in the sport of basketball than Caitlin Clark? And to that point, right now in March, who in sports? Well, Shohei. Shohei. Oh, but who else? But who else?
That's probably not why you want to be hot.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little infamy there. But, even though it shouldn't necessarily be, but it's a sword.
My only question is if they lose, right, in their next round matchup versus Colorado, which I think they should win, but if they were to lose, how much hype is there still around it? I mean, I'm still going to watch because I think Notre Dame is going to be Oregon State and they'll have a shot. They'll probably have to play South Carolina to get to the finals. But, like, it's – I don't know. I look at it and I wonder how much attention will there still be at that
She's
point.
She's gotten so much attention on the sport of women's basketball. It has been ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean,
no one's denying
it's
that.
Ridiculous. So, I mean, if you're going to offer her $5 million to come play 10 weeks max, 9 weeks you come up short, 8 weeks is the regular season, and you can do that, and you're going and I guess on average what WNBA players, the highest paid, they make what, like $100,000 a year or something like that?
No,
it was like 300.
Okay, 300 grand. Even if it's $300,000, you get $5 million to go play.
That's salary. I don't know what they can make in endorsements.
But wouldn't you think she's still going to make those in endorsements anyway?
I don't know. I don't know if the partnerships of the Big Three are as big as the WNBA.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is she's still going to get the WNBA endorsements anyway.
Well, you're assuming she's playing in both.
I would assume that if she did it, she would do both. I don't think that she would choose one over the other.
The Big Three might be saying, like, you're making her choose one or the other, because otherwise you don't have exclusivity to her playing.
I think Ice Cube came out and said that she could do both in his interview. Okay. He did an interview with McAfee. I think he said that she could. You saw it too, Eddie? Yeah. So I would do both.
I mean,
$5 million, and that's, you're not coming close to that in the WNBA in a year.
She could do both all she wants. I'm not watching either, so have fun.
Oh,
I'll let you know.
Wow.
There's a lot going on.
Shots fired.
I don't know what to tell you.
That's cold-blooded.
There's just
bro.
A lot going
he
on,
is,
man.
That's cold-blooded.
He's cold-blooded.
And cold-blooded.
There's a lot going on, and I don't have time to watch Caitlin Clark in the Big Three. All right? I just, and if it's Joe Clark.
That's different.
Yeah.
Different you play star. Basketball, don't you?
Like.
Well, go ahead and jump.
But, you know.
My invitation is falling
by
off.
By the way, didn't Portnoy offer a $10 million, Lee? Like Dave Portnoy offered her $10 million.
I think they're playing their bar stool.
Yeah, the intramurals.
Yeah, that one. That's the one. $10 million to
I'd
play
do
in the
that
intramurals.
Too.
Because you know
and I would choose that. And I would choose that over
the
WNBA.
Hell yes, you would dominate.
But I would make them commit to like 3-4 years. Like, you got to give me a 4-year, 5-year deal of $10 million or more.
And then just bail.
Why not? Why not?
Quick $40 million.
I don't give a damn at that point. Why not? WNBA, please. Kick rocks. $10 million a year? Come on, man.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens.
Portnoy.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. With you coming up next here, though, from the TireRack.com studios, we are going to tell you about how there could be a major change involving not one, not two, but three levels of football, and that's yours here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play. What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up in about 20 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios, somebody's going to be given an award. They deserve the award because they don't get enough respect. We will explain who that is coming up here again 20 minutes from now on FSR. So we've talked about the new kickoff rules in the NFL, what they're going to do to try and save the kickoff, the XFL-ish type. Well, there's, you know, that. But the thought is, does this also need to apply to college football? Does it need to apply to the high school level? Is that a necessary thing when it comes to this new kickoff? If they're trying to be safer about things, does this mean that they should also apply this to all levels of football? If they're trying to do it at the NFL level, does it make sense?
I mean, it's, I don't know if it makes as much sense, in part because the kicking at least the high school level is nowhere close to what it is at the NFL level. So as far as getting returns, I would think for the most part, you're going to get returns and you're going to accomplish that portion of it. If this is purely a move to make sure players understand what they're going to be asked to do at the next levels, I could see maybe how they'd want to have them be in alignment with the formations of it. But I don't know. I feel like it's going to be hard. I mean, you're going to have to go through with the officials, all the associations in the different states for all of this. You know, at what point do you stop? I mean, we have 11-on-11 football. In some places, there's, what, 7-man? Like in smaller places where they don't have as many kids. How do you apply it? I mean, there's a lot of questions that kind of go around. Like, where do you stop it? I mean, there's kickoffs even in but junior high. So are we going to teach it then? Are we going to teach it there? Like, at what point do you believe it's in the best interest for safety and for making sure these players are prepared for the NFL one day, which 0.01% or whatever of kids playing in high school get to go? So, I mean, I guess how important is that? Maybe because you have such a few amount that go from high school to college to pro, maybe you say college is where a little makes maybe more sense to do it?
I would say for continuity purposes, maybe college, but that would probably be about it. Maybe college. But again, on average, most college kickers are kicking the ball out of the end zone as well. As touchbacks in college pretty much as well. So I'm with Q on the first, the thing he said yesterday, just move them back, move the tee back.
Here's another point, by the way. 1.6% of NCAA players, college players, go to the NFL.
Dang.
So does it need to be
They said you have a better chance of getting hit by lightning or winning the lottery than to make it into the NFL.
Really?
That's what they say. That's what they say, statistically speaking.
Look at you guys.
That's crazy. 1.6%? Jeez. That's crazy, man. But if you think about it, 32 teams, their rosters are already pretty much made up. How many dudes do you think come out of college and get onto an active roster?
Well, I mean, and that's not even like getting accredited, you know, or vested, excuse me.
Yeah.
We have to have 3 seasons. So I think this stat showing 0.023% are those that go from high school to college to become draft eligible. So not even necessarily make a roster, but draft eligible. It's 0.02%.
That's why when I hear, like, if somebody, you know, will mock, like, because there was this thing years ago where Brian Scalabrine played, like, a bunch of,
I remember,
you know,
that,
like, yeah, Brian Scalabrine played for the Nets. He played for the Celtics. He was on the championship team from 08, and he's an analyst now. He's actually pretty
White
good.
Mamba. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, and he played a bunch of guys who thought they could beat him because he was looked at as sort of a scrub NBA player, and he completely wiped the floor with them. Like, he dominated them. And you see that, and then you put into perspective the numbers that you just laid out and the percentages of people that go from that actually make it to the NFL. When we could, like, when people will take shots at a player for struggling in the NFL or a guy who comes off
call
the bench,
him a bust. It's the funniest thing in the world when I hear somebody call one of us a bust.
Do you understand how difficult it is to get to that level? Like, what you have to go through, the sacrifices and everything, to even get a sniff, let alone be a starter at some point in your career, let alone get any playing time or be a first round. Like, I look at that and I go, How does that lost on people's mind when you put those numbers in comparison to some of the criticism that comes along with it?
Because they most likely at no point in their life have ever actually achieved or had to be put in that high level scenario in a physical sense at any point in time. I mean, and that's why, I'm in the media. I don't talk about busts and all that because I understand going through the process, like how hard it is. Like every point of it. But you get a lot of radio pundits and people who use that vernacular and use those phrases because they've never come close. And if they are in it now, they're doing it for whatever reasons, to make headlines or to talk about it in that sense. When anyone who's been a part of the process understands there's a lot that goes into it. But we're kind of veering way off the topic.
Yeah, it's probably a better discussion.
Yeah. I mean, it is interesting, though, because the NFL, when they make policy changes, they make rule changes, I wonder how much do they take into account the transition from college to the NFL or high school to college to the NFL in the sense of how they're teaching the game of football. Like, the decisions they make ultimately could trickle down to impact a huge mass of coaches and players and officials, even at the high school level, as far as what they want to adopt, how they want to teach it. So that's one of the reasons why, like, I keep going back to, just, you could have moved it back. You didn't need to take this drastic change to the formation, to the land, you know, the landing zone, whatever the else you want to call it. You could have just moved it back 10 yards. All right, let's see if guys will still be able to kick it out of the end zone consistently. Let's see if guys will still want to take a touchback instead if you moved it back 10 yards. It would probably change the dynamic of that. If you want to say, well, it wasn't a safe play, now we're getting more kickoff returns, like, okay, then I guess you could change the formation again. But if you really wanted more returns, you could have just moved the kickoff back. Not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Why is it 1 foot inbounds as a catch in college, but you need two at the NFL level? Why can't they change that? What, like have them both be the same?
It'd be a lot easier to officiate, wouldn't it?
Yeah, like I look at it and I go, why is it, like, that's got to be, and I know it just, well, you just figure it out, you adjust when you get to the next level. But if you played, you know, 3-4 years and, well, that was a catch if I got, you know.
Why are the hashes different?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
the biggest one right there is the hash marks. That's the big one.
You think being a kicker in college is more difficult than the NFL because of the hash marks? Some of those angles,
some weird angles
are,
man,
a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if
trying to keep the field open, though.
I wonder if the ball's more difficult to kick as well, too, in college as opposed to the NFL.
It's a little different. The ball's a little different.
They still got the kicking ball, though. Yeah, I don't know.
They do.
That.
They foul them down, don't they? They key them up.
Yeah. And those things look all, they're like bloated and inflated. They try to make them look like rugby balls.
Yeah.
Is that what they do? They key those up? They take their keys out and like carve them up?
Key them up.
Damn.
Quarterbacks did it too.
They basically go find a bunch of the players' exes, and they have them wait outside the equipment room.
good call.
And they just go, "Hey, look,
isn't that crazy?
These guys, they didn't mean it. But could you help us out in brushing in these balls?"
That is hilarious.
Now, what do you
wait
mean?
Wait outside
bunch of
for
mad ex-girlfriends.
Hey, quarterbacks,
it's like keying in cars, keying the footballs.
Yeah.
LeVar, quarterbacks do that too. They key up the ball.
Yeah.
They rough them up a little bit.
Yeah. They key them up.
We don't key them up. We brush them in. You know what we do is we go over to the baseball field. We steal some of their pitching mound, that mud.
Oh.
You put that, you cake it all over the top of it. And then you take a brush and you brush that in. You let that wear off, red, glossy finish that you see when you buy those footballs.
You got to get it off.
You got to get all that stuff off. And then that dirt and then like the mixture of it kind of, it gives it just enough of like a nice tint, color, and tackiness. That's what you're looking for.
Yeah, I look for the tack.
Yep.
Yeah.
You want it to feel sticky.
Otherwise, that bad boy be slick.
Yeah, like a wet bar of soap, man.
Yep.
Like a wet bar of Irish Spring soap.
You don't want to drop that soap.
No, that's a great point.
No, not in football.
Yeah.
Well, I did see a thing. Some
you go beyond the fly
you
zone.
You don't want to drop it, but maybe some dudes want to. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, P. Diddy would want you to.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my bad.
Too soon? Here I was thinking we were going to get some silky smooth transition from all this.
Man, why do you do that, man?
Do what?
Do you hit me with the silky smooth?
What are you talking about?
Like, all real, real slick like.
Jonas has got off the radar from the rundown today. We haven't talked about anything this hour we're supposed to.
You got to realize, Yeah, that sucks. So then we just sort of get on to a different topic.
I actually thought the two topics we had for this one would have been good.
Speaking of sucking, let's suck down some silk. How about that? They got a ton of flavors.
Ow.
It's nutrition in your mouth and in the recipes. One thing that doesn't get enough attention about silk, though, is it has shelf-stable options, which will stay fresh without refrigeration until open, which means all of that goodness that you are able to put in your mouth and enjoy with all those nutritional values, well, you could go ahead and stock up on it, and you don't even have to put it in your refrigerator. Mm. You want to learn more about them products? From Silk, that is. Go to silk.com.
Mm-mm-mm.
There you go.
Two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. So we are going to hand out an award here coming up in a little over 10 minutes from now for all the latest, though, from around the world of sports. A man who would always get an award. He's Eddie Garcia.
All right, thank you, Jonas. We got Major League Baseball opening day coming up today. 13 games on the schedule. That's not including a couple of games that have already been postponed due to rain. Mets hosting the Brewers and Phillies at home against the Braves, already postponed. But you got the World Series champion Texas Rangers opening up at home against the Chicago Cubs. LA Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani hosting the St. Louis Cardinals in a couple of today's opening day matchups. In the NBA, busy night last night. You had the Nuggets, the defending champs, the top team in the West, losing at home to the Suns 104-90. Phoenix's Kevin Durant, 30 points and 13 rebounds in the win. So that Denver loss opened up the door for Minnesota and Oklahoma City to gain some ground. Timberwolves do with a 106-91 win over the Pistons. So Minnesota just a half game back of Denver for that top record in the West. But the Thunder remain a half game back. They lose at home to the Rockets 132-126 in overtime. Houston has won 10 in a row trying to make a late playoff push. Clippers edge the 76ers 108-107 in his first game back in Philadelphia. James Harden for L.A. had 16 points and 14 rebounds, got booed throughout. And also, the officials getting booed after this one. There was a late foul call that wasn't made. Kelly Oubre Jr. going up for a game-winning shot. There was some contact. No foul called, but afterwards the officials, well, they reviewed the video and said, we should have called a foul. And he should have got a chance to either tie the game or win the game at the free throw line. Lakers beat the Grizzlies 136-124. Warriors over the Magic 101-93. Golden State still a game up on Houston for that last play-in spot. Draymond Green ejected in the opening minutes of this one for the Warriors. They win anyway. Bulls over the Pacers 125-99. Knicks knock off the Raptors 145-101. You had wins for the Hornets, Nets, Hawks, and Spurs. NHL two games. Lightning beat the Bruins 3-1. Senators over the Sabres 6-2. Now back to LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox, and TireRack.com, Fox Sports Radio Studios.
Anybody got a guess as to what the fine will be for Kelly Oubre Jr., who apologized after the fact, but went to each and every official, pointed directly at him, and called them all a bitch? Like, what do you think the fine will be since he apologized? Will that lower
15,
the fine?
20 G's.
You think 20 G's? I got a feeling it'll be more than that.
Yeah, it'd be a little more.
Eddie, what's your guess? How much do you think the fine will be for Kelly Oubre Jr. calling each official a bitch and then apologizing afterwards?
I'm going to say 10 grand per B.
So you're going, what, 30?
Yeah.
You got 30? Brady, you have a guess on this? Like, how much do you think the fine will be for Kelly Oubre Jr.? Like, what does calling everybody a bitch get you? I'm going to say 50,000. Mm. I'll go 50,000 on
50?
That. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go 20.
Huh. All right. So there it is. There's the there are picks on how much in the first edition of how much will Kelly Oubre Jr. be fined for calling officials a bitch.
Jeez.
The first ever edition of
multiple
that
bitches
here.
Was hanging right. Handed out. Bitches everywhere.
Could be hanging.
Dang.
It is two pros bang, and a bang. Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. By the way, just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers, make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. Coming up next here, though, we are going to hand out an award to somebody who deserves it, somebody who doesn't get nearly enough respect, and that's yours right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right, the smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play. What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
Man, two pros and a cup of Joe. You at this point?
No, not at all.
Right.
You never know.
Just never know.
A little hide and seek. It is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. You can listen to this show as always on the iHeartRadio app. So coming up top of next hour, we are going to find out what one team is planning on doing near the top of the NFL draft. We'll get into that for you again coming up here a little over 10 minutes from now. A reminder, by the way, that if you've missed any of this show, you can check out the podcast. It'll be posted shortly after we go off the air. You just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. So the NCAA tournament resumes coming up later on tonight. One of the teams that finds themselves in a spot in the Sweet 16 looking to advance into the next round. They've got a tough matchup coming up. They're going to be facing off in their pursuit of getting to that next round against a tournament team that you always see seemingly every single March try and make a deep run, and that would be Gonzaga. And it is Purdue, number one ranked in the Midwest region, and their star player, Zach Edey, he is going to be our Express Pros Pro of the Week. So if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. And yes, it is time to hear more about this Express Pros Pro of the Week, the Purdue star looking to advance past the Sweet 16.
Gillis, top of the arc, back to Smith. Wide open three, long and right. Edie offensive rebound, one dribble going up. He puts it in with a foul. And Zach Edie with the right index finger, mimicking the official's call. You better believe it's an and one for the force of nature known as Zach Edie.
Westwood One on the call. He is our Express Pros Pro of the Week. So congratulations, and Purdue looking to advance into the Elite Eight as they take on Gonzaga coming up tomorrow. I know we've talked about this before, and I know his coach, you know, gets a little bit upset, and people get a little bit upset that, you know, maybe some might diminish what he's been able to do at the college level. Do you think he's going to get to the pros and it's going to be a drastic difference between what he's been able to do at the college level and there just because of the perimeter game? Or is this something to where that size is going to translate to some degree and he's going to be a serviceable player for a long time?
Serviceable?
Yeah.
I think he could be elite. I mean, skilled bigs aren't a thing too much anymore. He's a skilled big.
I think it would be serviceable. And I think it's in part because of how the makeup of so many teams with some of these stretch fours and the way you see them play now. Like he's not gonna be able to just sit and be a rim protector. I mean, Rudy Gobert, I would say, is more athletic, maybe not quite as big, but he's one of the better rim protectors in the league. And if you look at his impact on the game, you know, if you can't stretch, go out, shoot threes, and really space out a team, your impact's only going to be rebounding and guarding the rim at best. So I think it'll be serviceable, but I think that's the difficulty for any big man center, is you have to be skilled like Wimby if you're coming into the league at that sort of height and want to have a huge impact and be able to change the way people look at it. I think at that level, there's so many other guys who are close to as tall, but much better athletes that you're going up against than what you're going to see at the college level.
And by the way, I watch Wemby play and I still don't get it.
It's incredible.
I just don't get it.
Like him and Giannis, for their size, for how athletic they are, how they move, it really is. Impressive to watch, like how skilled they are for as tall and long as they are.
Like even like Chet Holmgren is a skilled player.
Same. Yeah, similar.
I don't look at him the same as like Wemby. Looks so fluid.
Who looks more like a wind puppet between Chet and Wemby?
That's a great question.
Like if you had to put one or both up and out in front of a car dealership, which would you pick?
I would go Chet.
Chet.
I would go Chet. But I would also say on a holiday weekend, like a Labor Day or 4th of July
you
sale.
You pay for both.
Yeah, you put both of them up.
Jeez, y'all are too much.
What?
You pay for both.
You have to.
Oh, my God.
It's a big weekend.
Yeah, man.
What's the biggest car?
Enough to be high-fiving each other?
Yeah, I mean.
In the wind.
Yeah, you've been two different lots.
Boom.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Two different lots.
Dang, guys.
Dang,
what's Memorial Day? What's the biggest holiday weekend for sales for the auto industry?
It might be Memorial Day.
President's Day.
Is it President's Day?
You think it's Labor Day, Lorena?
Really? Yeah, of course.
I don't know.
I don't buy cars, so I don't know.
Oh, you haven't bought for you.
I'm just not into cars.
What are you talking about?
All right,
You have a nice ride. I'm seeing
Martin Luther King Jr. Day for some reason.
Hell yeah. Get a VAR.
I could tell you what.
That's based on algorithm.
Okay, did you see what Q just
said? Well, this one says Black Friday
here. Did you hear what Q just said?
What?
And then he doubled down on it.
I'm looking at it. Said, this is based off a Google search. Don't
Wait
blame
a second.
Me.
Like, what is that? What does that holiday have to do with Black Friday?
Let's be clear here. Q was firing off at me.
I was excited for you.
But you were firing off on Lee. And it was really funny. And I hope that it didn't slide through the cracks while Q was hitting me, because while you were hitting me, you pulled an M16 out on Lee.
I told Lee.
You said it was his algorithm led to that.
Yeah,
and in reality, it's a different holiday.
Lee's algorithm came out Martin Luther King Day. By the way,
mine says New Year's and Memorial Day than Black Friday. Lee's just says Martin Luther King Day.
Hey, I just want you to know, I looked. Mine says Cinco de Mayo for some reason.
That's your, yeah, there you go.
Mine says 4th of July and President's Day. This is
weird. About? St. Patty's Day. You got to be kidding me.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I don't think the internet works anymore.
O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.